Lantern's Aura presents Eslintha, Episode 27, The War Zone.
Save.
And thank you, Rowan, for bringing me the two mountain keys.
Kid, I'm really starting to hate it when I'm right.
Come now, Turgeon. It's not his fault that he has such a trusting nature.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
Miss me?
You!
Before you try to fight, you might want to come take a look at this.
Why should we follow him?
Besides the fact he has most of the keys.
Fair point.
Friend of yours?
Previous party member that tried to kill us and steal the keys.
And also left all my friends to die.
Ah! Wonderful!
You coming? I must say, you've been rather busy since I last saw you. I attempted to visit the dragon for his key, but both the dragon and the key were gone. Then he attacked my camp. Thankfully, that wizard you helped me resurrect dealt with him, but also got himself killed in the process. One less person for me to have to worry about in the battle for Lord Corgon's favor, though, so I thank you.
It's a shame you didn't die as well.
Yes, well, I'm not exactly worried about dying anytime soon.
I know this building.
Ah, yes. Welcome home, Turgeon. Do you like what I've done with the place?
Guys?
Oh, gods.
That's a lot of people.
Yes, the forces of Lord Corgon definitely don't disappoint. I've summoned them from across the city and its districts. There's over 20,000 humans, orcs, goblins, giants, and other beings. All answering the call of their lord and master.
But what about the people who live here?
What about them?
Surely they don't approve of their new neighbors.
Well, of course they don't. Luckily, they don't have much of a say anymore. They do make excellent food for the giants. Really? You think that's a good idea?
You won't get away with this.
And why not? I have an army of thousands at my command, and thanks to you, I have a very large dragon as well.
Oh, shit.
Rowan, Tick, Turgeon, Lilith, Ondina, valued dwarf that I've yet to be introduced to properly. I'm giving you one last chance to join us. Surely you know nothing can stop Lord Corgon from rising. Our forces outnumber the city guard 100-1. You have two keys, I have all the others except for the two we still need to find. Simply accept the inevitable and follow our true lord. Let the people that don't care about you die. Don't try to argue. You know they don't actually give a damn about you. If they did, the Knights of Orion would have gone to do this quest instead of sending dozens of groups to die. Why fight for a government with leaders that would willingly sacrifice you to save themselves? Gorgon cares for all the creatures in his kingdom. Not just the humans, the elves, the dwarves, but the giants, the orcs, the dragons. Join us, and we can bring about a new kingdom where everyone can truly live in peace.
Now remind me if I'm wrong, but Gorgon was the evil one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well...
Well?
Well, most people haven't heard the whole story. History is written by the winners, after all, and though I'm disgusted to admit it, Orion did win.
Oh, Dina, what do you mean by well?
He welcomed all into his armies. He used them as tools for war.
Makes you wonder why there was need to prepare for war in the first place.
Okay, Drezek, I'll bite. If what you're implying is true, why did Orion want a war if it wasn't to stop Gorgon and his armies?
Power and influence.
That makes him sound like a villain.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
There is no way in all the circles of hell that we're joining you. You betrayed us! You tried to kill Lilith! You tried to kill all of us!
You ravaged my home, and you dare ask me to be your companion?
You left all my crew to me to die. I don't care if you're technically right about Gorgon. I'm not going to follow you.
Why?
Whatever could you mean, Tick?
Why do you want us to join you?
I've already said, together we've got most of the keys. It would be a breeze to get the others.
I'm sure it would be a breeze of your armies as well. There's no way our small party is worth more to you than an army this large.
Well, the next few keys are a little more delicate than an army can handle. I need your voice, Tick. Oh, and I need your knowledge of history. Turgeon, your brutish way of fighting. Dina, your excellent assessment of situations would also be invaluable.
So what you're saying is that we are very suited to the rest of the quest ahead.
Yes, exactly. I knew you would understand.
Well, then it seems that we don't really need your help, does it?
Fine. Have it your way.
I guess that's the signal to fight.
Rowan, can you distract the dragon?
Right. Deal with the dragon, then.
I'm still drained from a monster.
Here's a knife. Just watch after Lilith. Tick, start blasting. Bori, take out anything that makes it up here. Drizzik's mine.
Your bravery is admirable, but you must realize how hopeless this is. Even if you kill me, my orcs and men will slaughter you all.
I know we can't fight them all. I just want to kill you myself before I die.
Very well.
I've barricaded the door.
Yeah, well, come help with the ladders.
How's it going up there, Angel?
How does it look like it's going?
Is Rowan seriously...
flying over the army so the dragon's fire kills some of them. Yeah.
Hey, Elf. Is the heat getting to you, or are you blushing?
What?
Not the time, Ondina.
Gods, there's so many of them.
Just get ready. When they get up here, keep stabbing until they give up.
I can help.
Luth, stay back.
Kid, don't!
I've had enough of that apple-obsessed child. Dragon, kill the girl.
Lilith, no!
Save the girl!
Eslintha is a podcast created by Lantern Zora. Today's episode was written by Karma and Sean McGarry, and directed by Sean McGarry. It was edited by Carter Lyon and Karma. Today's episode was produced by Carter Lyon, Karma, Matthew Laycock, and Sean McGarry. It's performed by Carter Lyon, Karma, Matthew Laycock, Antonia, Kevin White, Sean McGarry, and Anya Aldred. The Eslintha theme song was written by Andrew Bianchi. To comment on episodes, make donations, view merchandise, and social links, visit lanternzora.com. Visit us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LanternZora. For early access to future episodes and bonus behind-the-scenes content, check out our Patreon. To contact us, email us at lanternzora@gmail.com. Episode 28 will be released Friday, November 25th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for listening.